Thank you for coming today and for that introduction. I have nothing to disclose. By way of background, I'm the beneficiary of James' presentation. I'm going to extend some of what he spoke about and talk about our experience in Portland. Opioid dependence is common among HIV-infected populations and complicates the way we manage HIV infection in our patients. Despite this, only an estimated 10% of opioid-dependent patients nationally utilize methadone maintenance programs, creating a real access issue for our patients. Office-based buprenorphine offers an opportunity for providers to improve access for opioid dependence treatment for our HIV-infected patients when we integrate it into clinic. But little is known about patients' views of office-based buprenorphine versus referral for treatment to an opioid treatment center. The HRSA Special Projects of National Significance BHIVES initiative that James summarized sponsored pilot demonstrations of buprenorphine treatment integration in HIV clinics in 10 cities, of which Portland was one. HIV clinic providers and staff were all trained extensively in buprenorphine treatment. The setting for the study that I'll present was the Portland demonstration pilot, where we randomly assigned patients to receive either usual care, where they received both, they received HIV care in the HIV clinic, but then received a referral for buprenorphine treatment at the opioid treatment center, versus office-based care, where they received both HIV care and buprenorphine treatment in the HIV clinic, or true integrated model. Buprenorphine and counseling was received by everyone, regardless of the arm. And we included patients over the age of 18 who were English-speaking, met DSM-IV criteria for opioid dependence, and were HIV-infected. Interestingly, we allowed crossover after the initial randomization, and this had a very surprising result. It was surprising to me. 0 out of 16 patients initially assigned to office-based treatment switched to usual care, whereas 13 of 16 switched to office-based integrated care for a majority of patients landing in integrated care. So the objective of this study was to specifically investigate why patients preferred office-based buprenorphine treatment of opioid dependence over referral. And the way we got at this research question was to conduct in-person semi-structured interviews with patients at baseline 3, 12, and 24 months. Interview guide topics included preferences for opioid treatment, past treatment experiences, and reasons for crossover to office-based care. And this, as an aside, is an ideal use of qualitative methodology that seeks to inform unanticipated results and explore reasons. Interviews were digitally recorded and transcribed. We used modified grounded theory to identify interview themes. Three investigators read all interview transcripts to develop preliminary codes, and then one researcher coded all interviews using Atlas TI software. The research team met regularly to review and revise codes and reach consensus on emerging themes. Our patients had a median age of 38 years, and the majority were male and of white race ethnicity. 16% of our population had no prior HIV treatment experience, although 78% had a CD4 count greater than 200, and the majority were taking antiretroviral therapy. In terms of drug use, 84% reported injection drug use, like you heard in the previous discussion, in Portland, there's a huge overlap between opioid dependence and methamphetamine use, so that 90% of our patients also had concomitant prior stimulant use. Importantly, 64% of our population had experienced prior relapse after methadone use. So these are people who've already been attempted methadone maintenance, the majority. Our emerging themes boiled down to four that I'll go into detail on. Patients preferred office-based care in our study because of the convenience, because of strong patient-provider relationships, perceived shared power and responsibility, and a perceived and a supportive environment for sobriety. So I'll go through each of these themes in detail with supportive quotes. First, patients perceived office-based integrated care to be more convenient for them. I think office-based care is absolutely great, the fact that I don't have to go to a methadone situation and be dosed every day and all that stuff. They equated this preference with improved quality of care and access to care. I think the more exposure I have to a clinical setting, the better my care is. If I'm here and something is going on, I'll hang out and ask my HIV provider if I'm scared. In theme two, patients perceived strong patient-provider relationships as one of their motivations for preferring office-based treatment. Several sub-themes emerged, including mutual respect. I would rather come here because you have that kinship with the staff. And listening. My provider was real encouraging, especially because she sat and she listened until I was finished. In contrast, this was actually quite a theme. My opioid treatment center provider rolls his eyes at me, like what I got to say doesn't matter to him. And trust. They trust me and give me the pills in advance, and I don't have to bring the pills in and have them counted. They trust me, so therefore it's nice. In theme three, patients perceived greater shared power and responsibility. My HIV provider is real open to my concept of things. We have a real open dialogue about my drug use, which helps her gauge where I am and what all is going on. Versus a perception of lack of shared power at the opioid treatment center. You're 5 minutes late, they shut the door right in your face, and I think it's better working with your doctor because there is a more personal level. At the opioid treatment program clinics, you just go to the dosing window and the attitude. And finally, there was a perception of a supportive environment for sobriety. Harm reduction emphasis was valued in the office-based setting. I remember being told at the very beginning that this was not about succeed or not succeed, that if I did have problems, they were going to work with me, and I wasn't going to get thrown out or anything. Versus a perception of a less supportive physical environment. This had to do more with the structure at the opioid treatment program. It's dope central. I mean, you go to any city in the United States and you want to know where to score big for dope, you go to the methadone clinic. So limitations are the limitations of any qualitative study in that our findings are directly related to understanding what happened in our population. And we're limited by generalizability. I want to emphasize that the majority of patients enrolled in this study had a history of previous relapse following methadone maintenance. Our findings in no way are to imply decreased efficacy of methadone maintenance, which has been repeatedly demonstrated to be effective in decreasing substance use and other benefits. And we had the benefit of working with really the preeminent methadone treatment center in Oregon. So our patients' perceptions were that. This was a very select patient group who may represent a subgroup of people who will do better in office-based care. I don't mean to imply this is the case for everyone. Providers and staff also receive substantial training in opioid dependence treatment, and if this is to be replicated, this is a key step. Our main conclusions were that patients with coexisting HIV and opioid dependence in our study preferred office-based buprenorphine treatment over referral to an opioid treatment program. Reasons for this included greater convenience, patient-provider relationships, shared power, and more supportive environment for sobriety. And One of the benefits of qualitative research, perhaps its main benefit, is hypothesis generation. And this was interesting for me. I'll enjoy hearing feedback later from you all about this. It raised the question in my mind of whether or not these patient reasons for preferring office-based mapped to theories of patient-centered care as articulated by Mead and Bauer. For example, convenience of care corresponding with a biopsychosocial perspective of integrating mental health and physical care. Patient-provider relationships corresponding to viewing the patient as a person, etc. And specifically, I think it, our findings generate many questions for testing and further research. First, are the domains of patient-centeredness associated with HIV and substance use outcomes? This is clearly a two-tailed hypothesis. And finally, will interventions to improve interpersonal and structural aspects of patient-centeredness improve outcomes? And I should add, not only at opioid treatment centers, but in office-based settings. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank our funders, NIDA Career Development Award and the HRSA SPENS grant, New York Academy of Medicine, of course, the HIV research team, and our collaborators in Portland and patients. And we'll take questions at the end.